Chapter 11. And there was given to me a reed like to a rod, and the messenger stood, saying, Rise, and measure the sanctuary of God, and the altar, and those worshipping in it. And the court that is without the sanctuary leave out, and thou mayest not measure it, because it was given to the nations, and the holy city they shall tread down 42 months. And I will give to my 2 witnesses, and they shall prophesy days, 1260, arrayed with sackcloth. These are the 2 olive trees, and the 2 lampstands that before the God of the earth do stand. And if any one may will to injure them, fire doth proceed out of their mouth, and doth devour their enemies, and if any one may will to injure them, thus it behoveth him to be killed. These have authority to shut the heaven, that it may not rain in the days of their prophecy, and authority they have over the waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the land with every plague, as often as they may will. And when they may finish their testimony, the beast that is coming up out of the abyss shall make war with them, and overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies are upon the broad place of the great city, that is called spiritually Sodom, and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they shall behold, they of the peoples, and tribes, and tongues, and nations, their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and their dead bodies they shall not suffer to be put into tombs. And those dwelling upon the land shall rejoice over them, and shall make merry, and gifts they shall send to one another, because these, the 2 prophets, did torment those dwelling upon the land. And after the 3 days and a half, a spirit of life from God did enter into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon those beholding them. And they heard a great voice out of the heaven saying to them, Come up hither, and they went up to the heaven in the cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And in that hour came a great earthquake, and the tenth of the city did fall, and killed in the earthquake were names of men, 7,000s, and the rest became affrighted, and they gave glory to the God of the heaven. The second woe did go forth, lo, the third woe doth come quickly. And the 7th messenger did sound, and there came great voices in the heaven, saying, The kingdoms of the world did become those of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he shall reign to the ages of the ages. And the 24 elders, who before God are sitting upon their thrones, did fall upon their faces, and did bow before God, saying, We give thanks to thee, O Lord God, the Almighty, who art, and who wast, and who art coming, because thou hast taken thy great power, and didst reign. And the nations were angry, and thine anger did come, and the time of the dead, to be judged, and to give the reward to thy servants, to the prophets, and to the saints, and to those fearing thy name, to the small, and to the great, and to destroy those who are destroying the land. And opened was the sanctuary of God in the heaven, and there was seen the ark of his covenant in his sanctuary, and there did come lightnings, and voices, and thunders, and an earthquake, and great hail.